OpenAI's mysterious camera device triggers Apple's legal assault. The artificial intelligence industry's pivot from software to hardware is now fully underway. Bloomberg reported Wednesday that OpenAI's first consumer device is a screenless smart speaker equipped with cameras, a product configuration that implies the cameras are not for the user to see through, but for the AI to observe its environment, interacting with the world entirely through audio. The design philosophy diverges sharply from Amazon's Echo, which is also screenless but camera-free, and from Apple's screen-centric product lineage. Apple filed suit against OpenAI in close proximity to the hardware reveal, accusing two former Apple executives of coordinating with OpenAI to steal confidential hardware designs for the device. The company alleged a coordinated scheme, implicating both the executives and OpenAI as an institution. Trade secret cases differ from patent cases. Apple need not have filed for a patent to claim protection, only to demonstrate that the information was kept confidential, held economic value, and was subject to reasonable protective measures. If the company can show that specific design elements in OpenAI's device match confidential Apple hardware projects those executives could access, the foundation for the claim is strong. The immediate risk for OpenAI: a court injunction that could reshape the hardware project entirely. Meta retreated on a separate AI front, pulling its Muse image tool after user backlash over allegations that the product incorporated Instagram photos without adequate disclosure or consent. The withdrawal, not merely a policy clarification, but an actual product pullback, suggests public tolerance for undisclosed AI training data use is lower than the industry assumed. OpenAI and Google separately face scrutiny over reports that they have sold AI services to Chinese firms on U.S. export control blacklists, a potential violation of Commerce Department rules that is expected to draw congressional attention. DeepSeek, the Hangzhou-based AI company that rattled Silicon Valley earlier this year, is preparing a mainland China IPO filing for late 2026, while simultaneously seeking $1.5 billion in fresh funding at a $71 billion valuation, weeks after closing a reported $7 billion round. A mainland listing, rather than Hong Kong or a U.S. exchange, means Chinese retail investors will own shares in what Beijing considers a strategic national AI asset, and the company will operate under full Chinese government data oversight. The move gives the U.S.-China AI competition a new institutional chapter, a publicly listed Chinese AI champion backed by domestic capital. New York City also enacted a click-to-cancel subscription rule, set to take effect October 1st, with penalties starting at $525, after a federal version of similar legislation was struck down, a classic instance of municipal regulation filling a federal gap.